Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Yeti.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. This is our show where we connect, where we align, where we feel a sense of presence of miraculous shifts that can occur when we gather in this way at this time. I open every show by pulling a card. The card I'm going to pick will be the message that we will likely find come up in all of the Dear Gabbies that come through. When I Dear Gabby, you will always be guided back to this message. So here's our core message for this show today, my friends. Let's see what happens. This is from the Super Attractor deck. I'm shuffling the deck because you guys know that crazy stuff happens when I pull from these decks. So let's pull a card. Let's see. And by the way, I love this because it has all the lilies on it. And this was one of my signs. So it's covered in lilies. Here's our card. Ooh. When I make joy a priority, brilliant ideas will come naturally. Support will surround me and movements will form. This is a really meaningful card for me right now in this moment because we are at the beginning of this movement that is Dear Gabby, this collective community of like-minded people coming together to support one another, to heal, to feel loved, to feel cared for, to feel that they can awaken a sense of compassion for themselves and others. What this experience of this show has been actually a beautiful gift to me, but to all of us because it has been birthed out of joy. And when we make that joy a priority, as this card says, brilliant ideas come naturally. Support surrounds me and movements will form. I just want to speak personally to what that means to me in this moment as I'm here with you, looking at all of you in the chat, listening to you all come in and preparing for the time ahead to Dear Gabby with all of you. I feel that support around me. I feel that inspiration and that connection. I feel the most tremendous amount of gratitude for the fact that something like this was born out of joy. And so I believe that whatever endeavors we embark on in our life, if we show up for them with the presence of joy, with the intentions of joy, with a presence of excitement and happy anticipation of what can be, then we allow ourselves to attune with the energy of the universe and welcome a support system and a energetic field of inspiration and brilliant ideas, as this card says, to come to us naturally. So if right now in your life you're feeling stuck or blocked or out of alignment with your synchronicity or the support of the people around you or the energy around you or the blocks that may be coming up into your life, I want you to recognize that the simplicity of this message is to lean towards joy and you will be led. Lean towards joy and you will be led. Brilliant ideas will come naturally. Support will surround you and movements will form. What a card today, guys.
Gabby.
I've tried a million different deodorants and my absolute favorite is by the brand Native. I got a box in the mail of Native the other day and I put it on, specifically the coconut deodorant. OMG, I was so pumped about this. And I want to make sure that you know the difference between antiperspirant and deodorant. This is a really important thing that we must really take seriously for our health. Antiperspirants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to stop you from sweating. Native deodorant does not contain aluminum or parabens or sulfates. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day long. I swear I'm wearing it literally right now. I promise you that it is working. Native deodorant is made with ingredients you've heard of like coconut oil and shea butter, which is my faves. Plus, it's vegan and never tested on animals. With over 10 scents, including their classic and rotating seasonals, you're guaranteed to find one you love. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular, and I understand why, because it's my favorite. Lavender and rose, second favorite. Cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. I use the lavender and rose, and I use the coconut and vanilla. Those are my two absolute favorites. I love anything with rose, and I love anything with coconut. I'm pretty much obsessed. This is the first deodorant I don't feel like I need to reapply throughout the day. It also goes on smoothly and doesn't leave any residue. I am highly recommending this right now. Don't just take my word for it. Check out the over 15,000 five-star reviews from happy customers who switched to Native. This is a hard thing to find, guys. Trust me, it works. Coconut, vanilla, all the way. You are going to love Native as much as I do. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase. So go to nativedeo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout. That's nativedeo.com. nativedeo.com/Gabby or use the promo code Gabby at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase. Let's Dear Gabby with this theme of joy and inspiration and brilliant ideas coming naturally. Team, bring them in. Bring in whoever you want to bring in today. Let's see who we've got here.
Hello, my gosh.
Hi, babes.
Right now, my spiritual journey has started in the last couple of months. I really had to dig deep. I was let go of my job. He's bored with this.
We like the dog. Let's keep the dog around. Okay, carry on.
I got let go of my job and it was a real struggle in the time, you know, with everything going on. What am I going to do? How do I surrender more in this extremely hard time? And, you know, I find it so funny because the universe has been talking to me for a long time and I just chose to ignore it. And looking back, it's been such a blessing to see how far I've come and what that's turned into. Okay, you got to be quiet. But long story short, my biggest question is how do I surrender more because the jobs aren't coming? And like, I'm listening to the universe. I am meditating and doing those things. I've met my spiritual guide. Her name's Emily. Like all these things, it's been amazing to actually dive into them. I have the time to now, right? But I took the biggest leap of faith the other day. I had a job interview. My gut was telling me, this isn't perfect. You want something that's great. You don't want to go back to what you were at before, which was stressful and not good for you. So now I'm just trying to continue my faith in the universe and go, that was the right choice and stick with it.
Okay. All right. There's practical answers and spiritual answers. Let's start with the spiritual answer. I'm going to ask you a few questions. So my first question is, what does it feel like when you think about going after a new job or applying for a new job or interviewing for a new job? What's the feeling?
The feeling? Well, right now I want something to have a purpose. Right now I feel like I've been sitting at home. I have
Stop. What's the emotional response when I say, you have to polish up your resume. Let's go grab a interview tomorrow. Get yourself on LinkedIn. What is it that you feel inside of you? No story, just feelings.
I don't actually know. I used to be really scared and it would give me a lot of anxiety to do that. But I've gotten to the past where it's not super fun, but I don't hate it.
Okay, I love you so much. Do you mind if I push back and push you? Because you're such a sweet, gentle woman and I want to really support you today. So are you ready for a little Gabby kick in the ass?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not telling me the truth. I want to hear from you. Is there fear? Is there uncertainty? Is there anxiety? I see it. I see it in you. I see it. And it's okay if you cry because this is where we can let it all out. This is our spot, okay? Your dog is feeling it. His jumpiness is your jumpiness, right? So like our babies can really pick up on the energy that we put out, right? Sweetheart, beautiful. Thank you for your vulnerability. Let's use this moment right now together to release, okay? So there's stress and I'm just using my own words of what I'm witnessing. There's fear, there's uncertainty. I've got to take care of my baby doggy. I got to pay the bills. This is a hard time, right? There's a story. So when you get in that story, and it's okay if the dog wants to hang out, he's fine. What are the feelings in your words? And you can just be honest with me right now.
I'm honestly afraid to go back to what I had. My previous job was so stressful and it caused so much pain inside of me that I didn't even realize until I was out of that job. It felt like a toxic relationship. And I think I'm really scared to screw up and do that again.
There you go. Take that in. I'm scared to screw up and do that again. Beautiful, my sweet.
I'm trying to be so picky about what job I actually put myself into, and I'm open to going to those interviews and doing those things.
Let me bust through this for you. Okay, let me bust this for you. Here we go. Here's the dealio, my love. You're being picky about the job that you look for, but you have to remember that you go with you wherever you go. So you may find what looks like the perfect job, but you may wind up in the exact same situation, same relationship, same dynamic, same pressure, same overwhelm, same burnout, not because of the expectations of the employer, but because of the energetic standpoint that you show up with. So the real work right now is not about being so picky about the job. The real work is really undoing the behavioral patterns that keep you stuck in these types of dynamics, in a dynamic that allows you to be burnt out. In jobs, what happens a lot is people project a lot of their familial wounds onto their employers. They make their employer their mom, their dad, and they do the same dance that they did with mom and dad in those job relationships, codependency, neediness, wanting feedback, needing love language, whatever the F comes through, right? And it's going to continue to show up in your behavioral patterns. And yes, is it a miracle to find an employer that, you know, like a conscious employer who's going to like make sure that you don't burn yourself out and all that? Wonderful. But that's very unlikely unless you come work for me. But that's not likely, okay? And so the employer's job is not to make sure that your emotions and needs and that you don't burn out. The employer's job is to make sure that you have fun projects to work on and that you're fixing problems and that you're enjoying the work and that you're sure. That's not even their job to make sure you're enjoying the work. It's their job to just keep it going. Your job, my love, is to clean up the energetic belief systems within you that create those relationship patterns, and I bet not just in work, but in all your relationships, I imagine. Yes, I'm seeing you shake your head. So that you don't recreate that story at the next job. So my love, I want you to stop being picky about the jobs you get. Just go after the job. Take that, whatever that job may be, and see that next job, not as the future career, maybe it will be, maybe it won't be, but as your greatest teacher, as the greatest learning device for you to have an opportunity to grow, to undo some of your behavioral patterns, to witness your triggers, to practice spiritual principles on the job, and to take it to therapy and to do the work that you need to do to undo the patterns of making your bosses your parents and all of the ways that we reenact our child attachment wounds on the job. You got me, baby?
I do have one quick question.
Hold on, slow down, slow your roll. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. And I've been working, you know, I did start therapy even before I lost the job. And, you know, I knew there was a lot to fix, and family, everything comes and goes. There's always something. And that's definitely why I've been working on it. So,
but do you hear me? It's okay if your dog makes noise. This is a wild show. We do wild things here. There's crazy shit happening all the time. Let the dog talk to us. He loves you, by the way. That dog is really an angel in your life.
He's by my side 24/7.
He's your baby. He's your baby. So when he's jumpy and he's uppity, he's reflecting back to you that you need to regulate. Okay, baby. Here's the deal. You're not going to fix this overnight. I want you to take the next job that seems appropriate. Don't be too picky. And the reason I say that is because I want you to get there. I want you to be triggered. I want you to have all the stuff come up. I want you to use all the stuff that comes up as something that you can bring to your therapy or something that you can practice my book, Judgment Detox, with. I'm going to give you a copy of Judgment Detox. What I want you to hear when I tell you this, and this is for everybody listening, we think that if we make our outside circumstances perfect, that everything will be better for us. That's a bunch of BS. We have to adjust and attune our internal condition to be steady so that we can show up to any circumstances and feel safe. And so it's our work. And also, by the way, walk away from situations that don't work because we're recognizing that it's not right for us because it's not in alignment with who we are. But it doesn't mean that we expect the outside world to be our source of safety. That will never work. That will never work. It's your job, baby. You got me?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes complete sense. You have to have a sturdy boat with no holes in it so you can ride the waves, whatever comes your way.
You have to have a sturdy boat with no holes in it so that you can ride the waves all the way.
Absolutely. I do have one question. I always see 9/11, and I'm curious to know if there's any spiritual meaning behind that, whether it's a time or a number code anywhere.
What are you feeling when you see the numbers 9/11?
It always brings me back to the horrible terror attacks in New York City, honestly.
Oh.
Every single time.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that I'm seeing a lot of emotion in you, my love, right?
I don't even know why.
Well, because you're here and you're with me and I can let that come out in you, and because I'm holding space for you to be in your feelings, and I love you and I care about you. And I really mean that. I don't know who you are, but I really care about your well-being, because everyone that's listening or a part of this community is in some way suffering. And so when people come on this show and they have the bravery to be vulnerable the way that you are in this moment, it's a gift to all of us, because it's reminding everybody that's here that we struggle, that we all struggle and we all suffer, and stuff can come up. And I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of this vulnerability. It's beautiful. There may not be a meaning behind that from a spiritual perspective that I'm aware of, but what I would say is it means something to you. So if it's showing up a lot and it's revealing a feeling, that's often the universe saying, hey, that's something to look at. There's unresolved trauma there. There's unresolved wounds there. Maybe this is something I bring up in my therapy. Maybe this is something I journal about. Maybe there's something I want to heal and clear here, right? My guess is that there's a fear response that's sort of truncated, right? Or it's on a loop. And that fear response shows up and shows up in your life. And so you're coming on the show today to take the first step towards undoing that pattern and opening up to the creative possibility for support and therapeutic guidance and Judgment Detox, which I'm going to give you, which is a great therapeutic book that will really support you and serve you with self-help methods, and to be a part of this community and know that you're loved here. You hear me?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I want you to hear my voice. Whenever you notice the feeling of fear, if you see the 9/11 or you see that fear, you just place your hands on your heart and your hand on your belly and just breathe in and just hear my voice just saying that you are loved here and you are safe here. You can even say that back to yourself. I am loved and I am safe. I'd like to point out that your dog calmed down. He is a reflection of your energy. His energy reflects your energy. Where is he now? Is he just chilling on the floor relaxing or something? Yeah, he's on the floor relaxing because your energy shifted, because you're in a new space, okay? You're on the way. You're on the right track. This was no accident that you came in today. There were two other people before you that got booted out because you were meant to come through. Welcome to the next phase of your development, my love.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. I'm very excited just to keep listening to those signs and following through with them versus pushing them down like I used to. So thank you.
And just take it slow. Good work. You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for coming on. What a good one.
Gabby.
You've heard me talk about my celebrity crush, Jen Atkin. She is the gorgeous hairstylist who I am so grateful to have on DM Speed Dial to ask all my hair questions and exactly what I need when I need it. And I'm so in love with her product, Way. I've been using their clarifying detox shampoo once a week, and it's just the best thing that's happened to my hair. We always think about decluttering our closet, but we don't think about hitting the reset button on our hair. It's just as important. If your hair is ready for a little refresh, it's time for you to try the clarifying detox shampoo. I started taking my scalp really seriously over 2 years ago after the postpartum hair falling out. And as soon as I started using Way, it became so much easier to make sure my scalp was clean. And I love using this shampoo because it leaves my hair feeling really, really soft and it smells amazing. The floral scent smells are like a high-end luxury perfume. It's infused with their signature Melrose Place fragrance with rose, which is my favorite, bergamot, lychee, cedarwood, and white musk. I'm a musk girl, so it's working for me. And this product is also great for all hair types, even hair treated with keratin, color, or a Brazilian blowout. This shampoo exfoliates and balances your scalp, plus smooths frizz and creates a lustrous shine. Explore their full collection of cruelty, sulfate, and paraben-free hair care, body, and fragrance products. When you're ready to undo some damage, hit the reset button with the Way Detox Shampoo. Go to theweioui.com and use the code DEARGABBY to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's theweioui.com, code DEARGABBY.
All right, who's next?
Hi, sweetheart. What's your name?
Manu, Manuela.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany.
Oh, hello. I love Germans. I'm German. My family's from Germany.
Cool. Yeah. Very nice. Beautiful.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm okay. Actually, pretty good. But there are always a few topics, you know, that keep repeating and showing up. So I'm kind of like looking forward to the session with you just to release some more of it, you know, because there's always stuff coming up.
Great. Let's go. What's going down?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's a big one about letting go of anything that wears me down or keeps me stuck, you know. And then there's this thing coming up of this energy of wanting to move in the direction of where I get my priorities set, you know, where I want to do concentrate on my priorities more. I want to get stuff done, but then I get distracted. So that's like a real big one for me. Like I try to keep focused, but then there's so much other stuff. I hang on the phone 24/7 or, you know, I go for walks. I mean, I love walks, but then I kind of want to get to work, you know.
So there's two questions in this. There's one, which is that you're blocked. You're feeling blocked in some areas. And then the other issue that's coming up is that you are avoiding taking action on your dreams. Let's go back to our card that we pulled. When I make joy a priority, brilliant ideas will come naturally, support will surround me, and movements will form. What I think is happening is when we feel blocked, it's because we have a belief system or an energetic state that is in the way of our ability to receive inspiration. When we're in a place of joy, when we're in a place of happiness, when we're just sort of free-flowing, when we're at dinner with our girlfriends or we're out for a walk, like you keep walking, or we're doing something that feels good, we're in spirit, we are inspired. And when we're inspired, brilliant ideas come to us. So we feel supported and we start to create momentum towards what it is that we want to create. And so what I want to emphasize for you right now is that there is a disconnect from joy is what I'm picking up on. A disconnect from grounding yourself in the truth that potentially the big things you want to do don't have to be hard. I see that smile. The big things that you want to do can manifest out of joy, out of surrender, rather than out of struggle. Can you get behind that?
Okay, so I feel it in my heart because I feel like the signs are there, you know, like whenever something's a burden or doesn't feel like it's too easy, like when it comes out of joy, that feels like the real thing, you know, something that really feels lovable. Like I feel myself in it. I feel like I can really accept this message. Yeah.
You are actually really attuned with what I'm saying. I can feel that. So let's talk a little bit more about what happens when you're in a place of joy. Tell me more.
it feels childlike behavior, just moving forward in ease, you know, with fun.
And when you're in that childlike fun, ease behavior, that state of ease, what happens? Does it sort of feel effortless to create?
Yeah, most definitely. And also like the burdens are not even available in mind. You know, you're just so lost in this activity that you don't think of all the burdens.
Correct. You can dissolve all boundaries with joy. So the homework for you, my love, the Dear Gabby kick in the ass moment for you is to, number one, notice when you want to take action on something and notice if there's any resistance, like, oh, I have to work so hard or that's going to take so long. And just stop in your tracks and ask yourself, how can I make this fun? How can I have fun in the creation of this? And then the only thing you have to focus on is how to make it fun, not how to finish it. Because when we focus so much on how to get there or complete something, then the focus is on the outcome, but not on the journey to get there. So you have to focus on the fun along the way. And so I want you to really ask yourself, how much fun can I have doing this? What would make this the most fun? Would it be more fun to write in a cafe with a coffee next to me? And, you know, I even do that when I'm writing. I always put all these rituals around me, like a coffee, and I light incense and I turn the lights to a certain dimmer. And I sometimes play mantra music in the background and I just get into it. So make it fun. And if it's fun, if fun is your only objective, then you cannot fail.
Wow, so truthful. Thanks so much, dear Gabby.
You're welcome, my sweet. You're welcome, my sweet. I love you so much. I love these European spirit junkies that come through. You guys are so fab. Love you, I love you, I love you. Who do I have now? Hey, dude.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, baby.
Oh my God, I had a feeling you would pick me.
What's your name, my love?
Justin.
Justin, where are you at in the world?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, man. So Justin, tell me what's up, dude. How can I support you?
Okay. My dear Gabby today is, how can we tell if we're running away from a spiritual lesson or if the spiritual lesson is complete and we're ready for the next phase in our lives? So I'm speaking along the same lines about work. So recently started a new job, and showing up, taking in judgment detox, my meditation, my mantras, really some tough lessons, but a lot of growth. And how can we kind of get that guidance of, am I running away from the lesson because it's uncomfortable, or am I at a place where I'm ready to evolve and for the next thing?
So you've been doing the work, you're at the job, and you want to leave the job. Is that what you're feeling?
Potentially, yeah.
Okay. This is a great question. You're concerned about whether or not you're running away too soon. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Whether it's a romantic relationship, a job, a friendship, the clearest guidance of how to know when it's ready to leave is whether or not you still have more to learn. So the real message here is, when the learning is complete, when the learning is over, there's no more to learn. I think I got this. I really got the message. That's when we know that the assignment is complete, aka that relationship. Because I always say relationships are assignments. And a job is always a relationship. So my question to you right now is, do you feel that you still have more to learn there as it relates to your career, as it relates most importantly to yourself and to the way that you relate to employers and the way that you relate on the job? Is there more that you feel you need to show up for as it relates to your personal growth? Yes.
Yes.
Don't go yet.
Yes.
So the answer is that you are indeed running. The answer is that if you try to leave now, it's you're running away from the assignment. You're so wonderful because you just know. You didn't question what I was asking. That quick response is what I love, because when I get a quick response like that, Justin, what it means is that you came on knowing and you just needed me to be the reminder. And so Beautiful work, beautiful work, beautiful work. So there's your answer. There's more to do in the pursuit of your personal growth and development that can be developed here on this job. It's not necessarily your last job. It's not necessarily even the career path that's going to be yours for the future. It is your spiritual assignment. It is your moment in time to kick some old habits, to really break down the walls and the barriers so that when you do go to that next job, you show up as your whole complete self. Now, here's the deal. I would always tell somebody to stick around for the job where they still have more assignments because you want to clean up those assignments on the job that isn't your dream job. You want to show up for your dream job as clean as you possibly can be. You got me, baby? You don't want to bring your shit with you to the dream job, okay?
Okay.
Good one, my love. And also, you know, let the universe show you what to do. You never know. Maybe there'll be a moment where a new job opportunity presents itself. It's not like you have to ignore it. Let the universe show you what to do. There may be a moment when there is an opportunity to move. But as long as you're focused on the growth in this job, the moment when you move will be revealed to you. It will be very clear. Good job. There's a theme here today in productivity, in joy, in learning through spiritual assignments. Beautiful. Excellent. Love it. Justin, you're beautiful. See you in LA one day, baby. See you in LA. Okay, Justin, what a beauty. While we're bringing somebody new on, I'll read this card. When I merge my desire with faith, I can take action from a place of peace rather than control. Whew, what a card, what a card, what a card. Was that a card that you needed, my love? Hello, hi, Taylor. Let's keep Taylor here. Is that you, Taylor? Is that your name?
Hello, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I'm overwhelmed. Hi.
Hi, cuteness. You're so cute.
I know. I sound really young and I look really young, but I know, like, I'm 20, but like most people.
I'm sorry. That is really young. I could be your mother. I could be your freaking mother. I'm 41, my love.
Love you. Love you.
I love you. You're super cute. Talk to me, Taylor. Where are you from?
So I'm from New York, Long Island. I don't know if anyone else is from there. But yeah, this year has been a lot. And I definitely. Like you said before, like sometimes you try to control your external environment to make up for what's going on inside of you. Mm-hmm. I recently went through a lot. During the pandemic, I had open heart surgery.
Oh my God, at 20, wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
It was a really like intense time period. So I was like, I'm getting like choked up. But anyway.
Here, actually, right now while we talk, place your hand on your heart. Okay. And take a deep breath, Taylor. That's a lot, right? And my reaction was like, whoa, right? That's a lot. And that, you know, even for your nervous system, it's like, whoa, I'm 20. I had open heart surgery during a pandemic. That's a lot, right? Let's just settle into that for a moment and just all that means to you. And you don't have to, I want you to just be for this moment present in the feelings of what that means to you and let yourself just be with me and let yourself be choked up if you need to be.
Yeah.
How is your health right now? How are you feeling now?
I feel great. I'm fully vaccinated, which I'm incredibly grateful for. And I was qualified due to my like condition. And so I guess going through that whole experience, I thought the people around me were going to be a little more emotionally available. Mm-hmm. And going through that experience, I was definitely really lonely. But I also know a lot of people have been feeling that way with everything going on. But going through something like times two during that was really hard. And I understand that, you know, not everyone could have been there through that experience. I was really thankful to have you know, my mom there and everything. But of course, you know, she was really worried and stressed out as well. So I definitely didn't feel like many people were present with me. And I also had just started like a relationship right before the pandemic. And it ended up not working out. And I was really disappointed. And in fact, right when I woke up out of surgery, like he was the first person I called. Then throughout the months of healing and recovering, like I would call or text, and, you know, long distance is also really hard. I know like it's been really hard on couples during COVID as well. And you know, he wasn't busy. Like he was in quarantine. You're not doing anything. Hello.
Right.
And I just noticed the lack of reciprocation. And I've been noticing that in a lot of, you know, relationships or friendships. And I just need to learn how to, like, deal with that. I'm a very, like, when you go through an experience like that, you just realize how precious life is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I try to be as giving and loving. And when I notice that I don't necessarily get that, that energy isn't mirrored, I feel let down. And I don't know how to deal with that.
Okay. So the word I keep hearing is it's heartbreaking to not feel that the love that you're giving is reciprocated. It's heartbreaking to not feel that people are showing up for you in a really difficult time. And in many ways, it's heartbreaking to be alive right now, to be alive witnessing the devastation and the trauma and the loss. We all are really walking around with a part of us that is feeling a bit broken. So the healing journey for you is not just about the physical experience, but it's about the emotional repair of your heart, your emotional connection to your heart. That mending will be a lifelong journey, but it's also magnificent that at 20 years old, you have this awareness of the fact that you're not getting what you want and what you need.
Yeah.
That's major, my love, because so many people walk through life years and decades just thinking, oh, well, that's just how it is, or I don't deserve that. Or, but you at 20 are sitting here saying, I want more. I want more from the people in my life. I want more. I want to feel that I can open my heart freely and receive that love back to my heart. So there's a few things that I want you to do. Number one, I want you to really give yourself permission to want what you want, and to be unapologetic about the connection and the relationships and the reciprocity and the energy that you want to give and receive. I want you to also sit in meditation daily and continue to open your heart, because I see it shutting down, right? The guy didn't call back. Maybe some friends didn't show up for you. Mom was super traumatized by the experience. She was shut off. Whatever was going on was really traumatic. And there's, you know, more practical ways to address that, because I want to give you that guidance as well. But let's talk spiritually first. I want you to, in your meditation, to envision your heart opening, like almost this golden ball of light in your heart, just opening and extending out to the world, because I don't want that to shut down, right? When we have heartbreak, when we have trauma, we shut down, we freeze. I don't want you to get stuck in that frozen state. I want you to keep that heart wide open. And then I want you to visualize the different people in your life that you care for, expressing that light back to you. People that you believe in, people like your mom, people, you said you had a sister, right?
Yeah.
Your sister. See me in that. See my light from my heart coming back to your heart. The people that you know are there steady in your life, I want you to send them that light, and I want that light to be seen as a visualization coming back into your heart. So it's almost like this cyclical vision of the light. As you inhale, you breathe that light in that they're extending to you. On the exhale, you extend that light back to them through your heart to their heart. On the inhale, you allow yourself to receive that light from the other person. And on the exhale, you extend that light back to their heart. Do you see the visualization there? I want you to start this exercise with the people who feel the safest to you. Then, once you feel like you're steady in this, we can move into doing it to the people that you need to forgive, to the people that maybe didn't show up for you at that time. And the thing that I want to just really acknowledge is that sometimes when we feel like someone isn't showing up for us, it's not about us. It's about them. This guy, 20 years old, young, however old he is, in the middle of a pandemic, his girlfriend's having open heart surgery. That guy is probably like, holy shit, I don't know if I can handle this.
Yeah.
It's scary, right?
Yeah. Before I went into surgery, I was like, listen, I think we should, like, you know, take a break a little bit, because I know I'm going to need a lot. And that's okay. And I'm allowed to need and want a lot. Cause,
yes, you are.
Like, no. And he said, no, like, I'm going to be there. And I knew in my heart it wasn't going to happen. I knew. I have a very strong, like, intuition. Like, I knew going in afterwards, I was like, I wasn't shocked anymore. But during all of that, I listened to two of your books throughout that whole journey. It was The Universe Has Your Back and Super Attractor. I listened to both of those. And I would just walk around outside and just listen and just look at the deer go across my lawn. Like, I just, that's what I did throughout that healing journey. And it helped me out a lot.
So I want to acknowledge you for so many things right now. You're 20 years old. You're listening to these spiritual self-help books. You're here on Dear Gabby. You have such a tremendous self-awareness. And you have a gift that it takes people decades to achieve, which is the experience of being unapologetic about your desire to receive love. And I just, I want to acknowledge you. I want to celebrate you. I want everyone watching and listening to say, I got something to learn from this young lady. It is no small thing to know that you are worthy of love. And it is heartbreaking when people don't show up the way we want them to. But when we open up and we stay open and we keep our heart wide open and we practice never shutting it, I'm always going to be open to give my love and I'm always ready to receive it. That gives people permission to continue to show up. And we also have to let people off the hook when they can't, because it doesn't necessarily, it's not always about us. When someone doesn't show up, it's because they're fighting their own battle.
Yeah.
Okay, baby. So start with your mom and your sister and you breathe that light into your heart. And on the exhale, extend that light back to them and breathe that light into your heart and extend that light back to them. And then see me if you want to. And then see maybe a girlfriend that you do trust and believe in. And then start to bring in the guy and do that same process and let it be a process of true forgiveness, truly forgiving him. Okay, my love?
Thank you.
There's so many ways I could have gone with you, but I just have to straight up acknowledge your ability to know that you are worthy of love. What a miracle at 20 years old, sister. Holy crap. And I'm so happy you're healing so beautifully. Okay? Keep your heart open. Keep your heart open.
I will. Thank you.
Beautiful. Tell your sister I say hi.
I will.
What a good one. Oh my God. Oh my God. How beautiful. Gabby. As a motivational speaker, I've had such a fortunate opportunity to visit so many different countries throughout my travels. And one thing that can be very challenging is not knowing the language of the country. And I remember when I visited Germany, I wanted to speak to the audience so badly. And it was just such a shame because I felt like I couldn't really truly express my words or my intentions with the language. I had to really rely on my energy and the vibe. But I longed to speak in other languages, which is why I am so grateful for Babbel, the number one selling learning app. Through Babbel's bite-sized lessons, you'll learn new language skills that you can actually use in the real world, from greetings, menus, and directions to gaining a deep understanding of the culture. Babbel is an essential for travel. It's been so easy to learn a language with their 15-minute lessons. I've been actually using it for Spanish at the moment. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. And the best part is there are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use the promo code DEARGABBY. That's BABBEL.com, code DEARGABBY, Babbel language for life. Okay, let's bring in the next one. Hi.
Hi, Gabby.
What's your name? What's your name, my love?
My name's Janae.
Janae, hello, gorgeous. I like your earrings.
Thank you. I don't know if you can tell, but I've just been crying throughout all of them. And I'm going to see my therapist later tonight. I don't even know what my question is, because every single person, well, I resonate a lot with the woman who was just on speaking about how everything's good. I've read your book before. I've read lots of your books. I've been on your show. My friends just gifted me your card deck. So I'm down with Gabby. I introduce you to everyone. Similar to her, I do a lot of the work. My life is really good. I've actually been in a really good space lately, but I went on vacation this weekend to see my best friend for her birthday and meet her new boyfriend, and he was great. And I was obviously very happy for her, but I found myself, I was taking notes on everything you were saying to the last woman, but I found myself leaning into that space of fear a lot. And I wasn't in a place of absolute trust and faith. And I think that's kind of, sometimes I feel like I'm doing really good and I'm rocking it. But that one area of my life, I've been single for a long time. I live alone. I do lots of things on my own. And it makes me a little sad, which is why.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. Let's breathe into that.
Ooh, I wish I would have been a bit more gathered when I got.
No, I hate gathered, girl. I want you right here, right now. I want you right here.
I guess if I'm right here right now, I don't know what my question.
Let's tap on it. Let's tap together. You want to tap with me? Do you remember immune emotional freedom technique? Okay, so I want you to tap on the karate chop point. And from a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest with the heartbreak, and that your words were, I'm sad that I'm alone. Where are you?
8.
An 8. Okay, beautiful. Thank you for your honesty. I'm going to dive right in and tap, and everybody that's listening and watching can tap along, and I'm going to mention the different points. And if you've never tapped before, this is emotional freedom technique, and what we're doing is we're going to tap on different energy meridians to change the energetic disturbance for Janae and for everybody else that's going to borrow the benefits as it relates to just any feelings around feeling alone, well, whether that's in relationships romantically or friendships or just in life. And I think everybody's had feelings of being alone this year, so we can all work together and tap this out, okay? Because what's happening, my sweet, is I'm feeling that sadness and I'm noticing almost it's like a pressure cooker that you're pushing down and it's going to burst. And here you are with me and you've had this beautiful show that you've been witnessing and your heart's opening and it's coming out. It's coming out. So I want to let it out more. I don't want to stop the momentum of that. I don't want to sit here and just talk to your head. I want to speak to your heart right now. And I want to move more energy out of you because it's the energy and the fear of being alone that's blocking the man. Okay? So let's clean that up. Let's clear that up. Let's open your heart even more today so that you can become a magnet and a super attractor for that guy that's coming through for you. Everybody listening, just follow along. Tap on the points that I mentioned and Janae is going to repeat after me. And if you're listening, you can repeat after me as well. If you're driving, I would like you to come back to this podcast and listen to it again and not do it now. So here we are, Janae, tapping on this karate chop point, the side of your hand, and you're going to repeat after me. Even though I feel sad that I'm alone.
Even though I feel sad that I'm alone.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I feel sad that I'm alone.
Even though that I feel sad that I'm alone.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though I feel sad that I'm alone.
Even though I feel sad that I'm alone.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Tap on the eyebrow point, right where the eyebrow hits the bone, right in the center of your eye almost. And let's tap. I feel so alone.
I feel so alone.
Tap on the temple on the side of the eye. I feel so alone.
I feel so alone.
Under the eye. I'm scared of being alone.
I'm scared of being alone.
Under the nose. I'm jealous of my friend.
I'm jealous of my friend.
Under the mouth, on the chin, I'm jealous of my friend.
I'm jealous of my friend.
Collarbone. And I'm scared to be alone.
And I'm scared to be alone.
Under the arm, I spend so much time alone.
I spend so much time alone.
Top of the head, I've been alone during this pandemic.
I've been alone during this pandemic.
Eyebrow, and it makes me even more scared.
And it makes me even more scared.
Side of the eye, I'm scared to be alone.
I'm scared to be alone.
Under the eye, and that's real to me.
And that's real to me.
Under the nose, and that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
chin. That's just what's up.
That's just what's up.
Collarbone. I don't want to be alone.
I don't want to be alone.
Under the arm. I don't want to be alone.
I don't want to be alone.
Top of the head. I want a meaningful relationship.
I want a meaningful relationship.
Eyebrow. I want a heart-centered, meaningful relationship.
I want a heart-centered, meaningful relationship.
Sided. I want to believe that I am worthy of a heart-centered, meaningful relationship.
I want to believe that I am worthy of a heart-centered, meaningful relationship.
I want to believe.
I want to believe.
Under the nose, I want to believe.
I want to believe.
Under the mouth, on the chin, I want to believe.
I want to believe.
Collarbone, I want to believe I'm worthy.
I want to believe I'm worthy.
Under the arm, I want to believe I'm worthy.
I want to believe I'm worthy.
Top of the head. There's a part of me that believes I'm worthy of love.
There's a part of me that believes I'm worthy of love.
And there's some parts that don't.
And there's some parts that don't.
And like back to the side of the eye. And I can focus on the parts that do.
And I can focus on the parts that do.
Under the eye, I can talk to the part of me that believes I'm worthy of love.
I can talk to the part of me that believes I'm worthy of love.
Under the nose. I can let that part of me speak louder.
I can let that part of me speak louder.
Chin. I can ask for help from that part of me.
I can ask for help from that part of me.
Collarbone. When I notice myself in doubt, I can talk to that part of me.
When I notice myself in doubt, I can talk to that part of me.
Under the arm. It's the best friend, the big sister.
It's the best friend, the big sister.
Top of the head. The part of me that really knows I'm freaking awesome.
The part of me that really knows I'm freaking awesome.
Eyebrow. If I can stay in that part.
If I can stay in that part.
Side of the eye. I can change my energy.
I can change my energy.
Under the eye. And I know that my energy is what attracts.
And I know that my energy is what attracts.
Under the nose. So I actually have a really powerful opportunity.
So I actually have a really powerful opportunity.
Chin. I can let the voice that knows I'm worthy speak louder than the voice of fear.
I can let the voice that knows I'm worthy speak louder than the voice of fear.
Collarbone. That's all I got to do.
That's all I got to do.
Under the arm. Take a deep breath. That's all I got to do.
That's all I got to do.
Top of the head. That's all I got to do.
That's all I got to do.
Eyebrow. That's all I got to do.
That's all I got to do.
Side of the eye. I just got to lean into that voice.
I just got to lean into that voice.
Under the eye. That voice is the voice of faith.
That voice is the voice of faith.
Under the nose. That voice is the voice of my inner power.
That voice is the voice of my inner power.
Chin. That voice is my higher self.
That voice is my higher self.
Collarbone. That voice is the truth.
That voice is the truth.
Under the arm. And when I let that voice be loud.
And when I let that voice be loud.
Top of the head. The truth is all I see.
The truth is all I see.
Eyebrow, let's talk to that voice right now, okay? Let's let that voice come through. I am awesome.
I am awesome.
Side of the eye. I am absolutely worthy of love.
I am absolutely worthy of love.
Under the eye, I am awesome.
I am awesome.
Under the nose, I don't have to do anything but listen to this voice.
I don't have to do anything but listen to this voice.
Under the chin, just chin right now. And how different my life will be when I lead from this voice.
And how different my life will be when I lead from this voice.
Collarbone, it's that simple.
It's that simple.
Under the arm, I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
On the top of the head, I am worthy of love.
I am worthy of love.
Deep breath. Let that out. 0 to 10, I'm sad that I'm alone. Where are you now?
4.
4, 4, 4. I will take a 4.
Yeah.
Yes, my love. The work for you is very clear to me. It's not about lists. It's not about manifesting vision boards. It's about feeling worthy of love. I, right now, in this moment, am with the part of you that knows. She's here. there's just this pull. I'm alone. I'm scared I'm going to be alone. I got the friends that have the boyfriend. I don't have the boyfriend. And it's a natural pull because fear is the voice that speaks first and loudest. But your work, my love, because you're so gorgeous, and I do recall you from the Instagram show, you're so freaking beautiful inside and out. And I want you to hear me when I tell you that when you land this, baby, when you get grounded and centered and deeply aligned in your love and worthiness of love, it will happen so freaking fast, my babe. I'm telling you, that's the switch. That's the simple freaking switch. And when you get into that worthiness of love, wow, life will be really fun in every area. It's just going to get more fun. Every meal you eat will taste differently. Every time you put your makeup on, it will feel different. Every time you put your dress on, it'll feel different. When you step out into the world, it feels different. And so you'll feel different even before he comes. He or she, I don't know. He, I am imagining here, he. Okay, so let's say, I just want to be gentle to everybody wherever they are. So before he comes, and I promise you that he'll show up and you're going to not even be thinking about it because you're just going to be walking around in your worthiness. That's our message right now, okay? There's only one thing that you have to do, and it's just stay as close to that voice of worthiness as you can, because she's loud. She is present. She is loud. She is energetically with me right now. I can feel her through the screen. Let's just bring her out.
Thank you so much, Gabby. I love it. Also, I just want to say thank you for letting me say it. I've been a little ashamed to acknowledge to myself that I am a little jealous. I'm, you know, happy for my friend, obviously, but there's a lot of shame there. And it's just like, well, Janae, like, you know, it's not like you're destitute. You know, why are you, why is this so raw? Why is this so hard? I've been crying on and off, and it's weird. So
Here's the deal. Let's talk about jealousy just for a moment. Okay, sweetheart. So when somebody has what we want and it's something that we really long for, yeah, jealousy is going to come up. But, and that's okay. I want you to feel it. I want you to work it through. I want you to cry it out. I want you to process the feelings. I don't want you to override your feelings with spiritual practices. That's not healthy. But what I also want you to do is to recognize that what you are seeing in her is a reflection of what you are manifesting in your own life. And I like to witness other people's successes through the lens of as seeing it as driftwood. It's a vision of what I am attracting. So if you can feel your feelings all the way through and then start to guide your thoughts into, she's got it, I can have that. She feels great, that greatness is coming to me. If she can have it, I can have it too. I reflect her, she is a reflection of me. Really grounding yourself that she is a sign for you from the universe that this is coming your way.
Okay.
But I don't want you to jump into that because you're not going to believe it. I want you to feel all those feelings through, get through that. Maybe come back to this. Once this podcast is out, you can come back and listen to it, and you can tap again with me all day, every day on your Apple, and you can really bring yourself back. But don't judge yourself for any feelings of jealousy. Just move them through and then think your way out. Okay?
Lean into that voice of worthiness and let her be.
Yeah, you can even say to that voice of worthiness, once you've felt it through, once you've cried it out, say to that voice of worthiness, okay, I'm good now. Let's write. Let's journal. What would you have me know? How would you guide me out?
I love that. I'll definitely do that. I love that. That's fun. Thank you,
Gabby. Oh, my love. You are just absolutely beautiful, magnificent. I can see the switch going off. It's like really getting grounded, spending in devotional time to that place of self-worth. Are you in my miracle membership? Okay, I'm going to give it to you. There's months that are all about love and romance and cultivating that self-love.
Thank you.
The membership is my monthly membership where I give workshops and meditations and Gabby's greatest hits and, you know, extra bits from the podcast that people won't get. And it's a special place, and it's a beautiful community. So I want to give it to you. You are worthy of love right now. Receive it and take it home with you. Okay, baby?
Thanks. I just want to reflect the joy that you bring me. I adore you and I share everything. Even guys I'm dating, when they're not feeling so worthy, I pull a card for them and be like, oh, that's you. And I send a picture because your work has really, the universe has your back, changed my life. And I just want you to know that. I know everyone says it, But I wanted to, you know, say that to you. Thank you. I can't wait to see other things that you do so that I can just swallow it up.
Janae, thank you for being my pro bono publicist. I adore you. And I just am really practicing taking it in. And I want to thank you for your genuine expression of gratitude. And I receive it completely. Thank you. Thank you. You are gorgeous. All right, worthy girl. Go walk around worthiness. Okay. We're going to wrap this show. What a day. What a time. Wow, how gorgeous. Worthy of love. Let's close this show on what it means to be worthy of love. Everyone, place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your belly. And if you are not driving, gently close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And on the exhale, let it go. On the inhale, I want you to allow yourself to feel into the affirmations and the confirmation of what it is that I am going to say. On the exhale, I want you to let it out to the world. On the inhale, I am worthy of love. And on the exhale, let it out. Breathing in, I am worthy of love. And on the exhale, let it out. On the inhale, everything is happening around me and I am truly taken care of. And on the exhale, let that out. Breathe in. Everything is happening around me and I am truly taken care of. On the exhale, let that go. And take a deep breath in. I am worthy of love. Let that out. Another deep breath in. I am worthy of love. And let that out. And one last deep breath in. Everything I desire is on the way. And on the exhale, let it be. And so it is. Amen. Thank you guys. What a deep show. What a beautiful time together. Thank you for being part of this movement that is created from joy and love. Thank you for being part of this journey of expressing genuine compassion, love, and connection into the world. And I want you to all know that my heart is wide open for all of you. I care deeply about you. If you're listening, know that you are cared for by me. I care about you. I care about your inner well-being. I care about your happiness, your joy, and your ability to lean into a miracle mindset so that you can feel free. That's what I desire for you today. Thank you for being on Dear Gabby. Thank you for listening to Dear Gabby. Love you guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.